Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections live edition here. Today's date is the 17th of December, 2007. And of course, you're listening to Daryl Bradford Smith. That's me. Got great information for you today, important information about many people's hero, Ron Paul. Stuff which is a bombshell. This is the smoking gun of Ron Paul working for the criminal Zionists, and he's a shill. I sensed it. I smelled it. I thought it. That the guy didn't add up. It didn't smell right what he was doing. He's a foil to suck off the support that's floating around there in the out in the Patriot movement, so people don't come together and fight the real criminals. Had the people pushing for Ron Paul been fighting against the criminal Zionists the whole time, these people would already be packing and leaving the country. But instead, people think that this guy Paul is going to save them. Well, I've got news for you. He's not. So, we're going to start out. My webmaster is going to put up a link to a man that co-authored a book with Ron Paul in 1993. Ron Paul wrote a book, The Case for Gold. Now, I've told you dozens of times, more than dozens, probably 50 times, that going back to the gold standard will take us from a Federal Reserve system and return all the same power back to the criminals who we're trying to get rid of. The Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, Kahn, Loeb, Schiff, Goldman, Levy, they controlled the world's gold supply. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, they have stolen the gold supply from Fort Knox. There is no gold left in Fort Knox. It was bought out of there on leasing agreements at giveaway prices, and now it's being hoarded by the Zionist Jewish supremacists. They've also taken gold out of all the central banks of Europe. When these huge gold sales go forward in France and Germany and Spain and Italy and England, which many of them have in the last 5 or 6 years, they're bought up in single chunks by this same group, people within this criminal conspiracy I have just described to you. And the simple fact of the matter is Britain has sold their gold off at one-fifth its normal value. France has sold its off over the last few years at values that are absolutely ridiculous in relation to its real price and real value. And the reason why gold is being suppressed is they have not been able to corner the market on all the world's gold yet. So they want to continue to buy it and fill up their coffers at low prices. And then when the financial fiat money system collapses, it will be underpinned by their gold. And they will own the world's money system. It will no longer be a country's money system or a regional money system such as the EU. It will be a world-backed money system with gold owned by Zionist criminal Jews. Ron Paul is a shill for these people, and the evidence is absolutely clear. On the website, you will find a link to a man named Louis E. Lerman, co-author of Ron Paul's 1993 book. This man was the co-author of the PNAC document, Project for a New American Century. He's on the board of directors of the Project for a New American Century. That is the king. He is the king of the neocons, this man, co-author of Ron Paul's gold book. This man also is the American Enterprise Institute board of trustee. He's part of the Heritage Foundation, Ron Paul's partner, ladies and gentlemen. And is it any wonder that Ron Paul has said repeatedly that he believes the Arabs were still responsible for 9/11? Is it any shock to you that he has never, ever blamed Israel and its Mossad for the attacks on 9/11? And that what he has done in condemning Israel in small ways was only to give himself cover among his critics in the truth movement, such as me and others. The man is a shill, a liar, a charlatan, and a crypto-Zionist. And that is a fact. And I'm putting that out there today. The research we have done here is irrefutable, and his connection to this man is solid as a rock. And this book that he wrote about returning to the gold standard is, without a doubt, the return of our financial system after they've imploded it back into the same hands of the same criminals, except this time on a global level. After they've stolen the money out of Fort Knox, after they've debased the American dollar, after they've confiscated gold from France, Germany, Britain, Sweden, Italy, Spain, after they've bought up and put short sales on Barrick and Billiton and Rio Tinto and all of the majors, all of the gold fields, and all of them are owned by one or the other of these criminals. They own all the means of production, all the means of distribution, and all the discovered gold that has ended up in vaults around the world over the millennia. And now it's in their hands again. Ladies and gentlemen, they were always the goldsmiths, and they have always controlled the asset of gold. And this time, the next money system will be backed by gold after the dust settles from this next implosion, and it will be in their hands from the start. And don't think for a minute the Americans who have been buying bullion and non-valuable numismatic coins, in other words, coins that are just standard printed, stamped gold coins, will all have those confiscated as they were confiscated in 1933 under the criminal Zionist Roosevelt. Make no mistake about it. This man, Ron Paul, is a bad guy. He always has been. He's always smelled like one to me. I've always felt that the things he was saying were absolutely bold-faced lies about bin Laden and 9/11 and the reason why we're not liked in the world is because we're over there. Baloney! It's not true. The reason we're over there is for Israel, and the Israelis are the ones murdering the world along with their Zionist masters, and they control the gold trade, ladies and gentlemen. They control the money system. The gold-backed dinar out of Serbia was the reason we invaded and murdered the Serbians and destroyed their country with bombs and actually brought in people we now have relabeled Al-Qaeda to go into that country and kill Christian Serbs, so that the banking structure of that Yugoslav republic could be balkanized, fractionalized, destroyed, broken into its parts, and that their gold-backed currency would be destroyed. The Iraqis had a currency that was outside the system. They had to be destroyed. Louis E. Lerman, Project for a New American Century Board of Directors. How do you like Ron Paul now, ladies and gentlemen? You people are so thick in the skull, some of you. Some of you people out there who jump on all these bandwagons, and then you ought to have known that the problem was what it was with Alex Jones supporting him. Anybody on MySpace who puts up anything from Ron Paul from this day forward will be blocked. Anybody. Anybody who backs Ron Paul and comes to my website will be put on a permanent blocked list. Anybody who does not do their due diligence and still backs this man, Ron Paul, needs to be outed as either a useful idiot or working for the bad guys, one of the two. And for me, ladies and gentlemen, they're the same, because the result ends up the same for us. This man is a foil. He's not intended to win, he hasn't been put in there to be the winner, and he's going to end up just spoiling any cohesion we might have gotten under the banner of outing the Zionist criminals. And yet, people out in this audience, not this audience, the French Connection understands the facts more often than not, but in this moronic excuse for a truth movement, all we've got is duped boobs. Zipper heads, waste cases, imbeciles. Sick and tired of having to put up with the stupidity that emanates from so-called truth tellers. It's an oxymoron, ladies and gentlemen, because there's very little truth being told by any of these imbeciles. Astonishing stuff, this guy Lerman. You have to do the due diligence here on this guy, because this guy is bad to the bone. Isn't it funny? He's one of the most rabid Zionist Jews in the country. What else is this guy part of? Ooh, Morgan Stanley. He was asset manager at Morgan Stanley. Okay. And then, of course, Yale University. Yep. The 1993 book, Real Money, The Case for Gold Standard. So enough about that. How about getting this word out to people? How about telling everybody that the guy that Ron Paul co-authored his darn book with in 93, his co-authorship was done with this guy Lerman that Ron Paul signed off on. I don't know how much research or how much part of that book that Ron Paul was from, but he associated with that book and lent himself to it. These imbeciles out there, or the crooks trying to push him out into the mainstream, are going to make some excuse for it or try to ignore it. Where else are we today? Well, the financial system is continuing to implode, and in fact, that's by design. Again, as Mohammed Rafik has said often, he's not too convinced that they have it on their own time frame. It's probably why they're trying to slow down the process, because things have actually hotted up too quickly for them as far as controlling the descent of the money and having all their ducks in a row. One of the things I don't think they've been able to do is corner the gold market quite yet. One of the elements, the key elements to their success in the next phase of their criminal enterprise, I'm sure, will have to be having a full monopoly on gold. If they're going to make a gold-backed currency that is used worldwide, they've got to control the asset. And right now, they don't fully control it. And that's why gold has not been allowed to rise in price, because they want to still be able to go out and buy gold mining assets and gold production assets and physical gold that's still in circulation at prices that they can afford to put into their coffers. Now, that part of it is my theory on this, after having been involved in looking at these facts for a very long time. And I have to tell you all, on much of the financial side of this stuff, I am right on the money on most of it. The biggest problem I've ever had is not the elements of what happens monetarily, but rather the timing. And again, it's because I'm not privy to the next action they're going to take, so I often have to guesstimate what I think will happen and how long the system can take the pressure. And I've often been inaccurate about that. I knew the housing crash was coming. I mean, anybody who looked at this knew. What shocked me was how long they actually kept it off away from actually imploding. And that was done by actually continuously pumping more capital into the system, and then allowing that to enrich people on Wall Street, which in turn got the investment bankers to print up more of these contracts, these more derivative contracts, because they've gone from in the single 100 trillion up to 600 plus trillion in just a few years. So during that time, there was a whole lot of liquidity and capital being formed by way of paper, of trust signed agreements and forwards and swaps and hedges and derivative contracts and, interest rate contracts, loan packages of different and varying qualities. As Mohammed said, they could often take a 30% triple B rated, mid-level quality paper and mix it in with triple A and then sell the whole thing off as triple A. And having a large segment of it, or 30% of it, of questionable quality, because they were packaging this money out into the future. and then selling it off as an asset into the investment world. And of course, the usual suspects that we have been talking about forever were the paper pushers of this stuff, the Merrill Lynches of the world, the Morgan Stanleys, and of course the biggest one, Goldman Sachs, all controlled by Zionist Jewish bankers. So where does that bring us to? Well, you know, this guy that worked with Ron Paul to put this stuff together, Ron Paul calls himself a conservative libertarian, which, see, one of the saving graces of politics to me has been this libertarian movement, which I knew they would never allow to be uninfiltrated. Libertarian is somebody who, by his nature, is suspicious of government and always believes smaller is better, and that government should do nothing that people can do for themselves, and that we should make no laws that are not absolutely necessary, and we should allow our social mores to be and good judgment to be the guide for our civil discourse and civil control and civil law. But what they have done is gone out and vulgarized our society completely, and then made it seem as though the only way to control the rampant vulgarity was to put more layers of law onto our system, which was the antithesis of libertarianism. And then along comes this guy Ron Paul and attaches himself to the Libertarian Party, which is an anathema. It is an absolute it is an opposite formation of thought that this man brings to libertarianism. Because to give away our banking structure through gold back to the same criminals who have ruined our nation and taken it hostage since 1913 and tried to do it over the history of the country and were successful for 20-year periods in a few instances in the early part of the country's history. And then to give it back to them, but have this be the fact that all of the gold in America has already been spirited out and stolen out of the country through mass deliveries of this bullion from Fort Knox and under lease agreements that were never paid back, and that the agreements of the leases were not a lease as you understand it, where the person paying that lease has to buy the asset and then return it when it's done. That's not the kind of agreement we're talking about here. The way they structured it is it was shipped out, and the physical gold, they said, was still in Fort Knox. Nobody's seen that gold since the late 50s. Nobody. They stole it all. And now that gold is in the hands of these international criminal bankers, as it is from the vaults of Britain and France as well. And when this financial system worldwide teeters and falls, they're going to come to the rescue with this gold system. And that's what's going to happen. Make no mistake about it. What we face now, guys, is nothing short of a catastrophe. And, yeah. So, that's where we are. And you know, we're coming up on the holidays, and my gift to you, and I think the gift to your families should all be that you start sharing the gift of truth with everyone. You know, I was speaking this weekend with some of my neighbors, and every person that I spoke to knew something was terribly wrong. But also, of the dozen or more people I talked to from different families, and they weren't all 12 from the same group of people, none of them knew who was doing it, but they all knew something was not right. And sadly, even some of them thought that Nicolas Sarkozy was going to fix it for them, which really gave me a chill up my spine. And here's the rub for me here in France. I can't give advice to French people on their politics. They absolutely do not appreciate it. So it's verboten for me to do that, because what ends up happening is I'm immediately countered just on principle in their mind, because they're very xenophobic in their mentality often, especially out here in the countryside. And so I don't try. I've had my experiences, and I just shy away from it altogether. But what they lack here is anybody able to present them with the facts. And here they are, one of the most aggressive informers of these facts around today. Can't even talk to the people that live next door to them. Sad that. There are, however, people within the community that do know, and they are more and more numerous as we move forward. And I know that because they have actually spoken to me, and not the other way around. But it's a difficult deal. But you in America, I think, have a more dire need and a more dire willingness to want to know what is happening around you. And I think what we have been able to do, at least within a couple of levels removed from this alternative media, is soften the blow of being called an anti-Semite if you tell people the truth. You know, this was a very serious charge people would make just a couple of years ago. If they made that, boy, it would hurt. It would sting. And you would find yourself on the outside looking in rather quickly when they did it. Today, it has almost no sting left, which means that people are warming up to the idea that Israel is a criminal enterprise and that the people running it are from the World Zionist Group. And further than that, even more important than that, they're starting to see around them the evidence of these criminals' manipulations and monopolies. And they're starting to sense that the bad things that are on the horizon have been formulated and pushed into their lives by this particular group. The foment and consequence that are on their way for everyone have been provided by this group to us all, and by the Lewis E. Lerman People of the World Board of Directors Project for a New American Century, pal of Ron Paul. So I don't know, guys. Interesting that we make these discoveries. Now, it was, I believe, a not that big of a press event of their relationship. And the fact is that that Mr. Paul signed on to this man's work because they were on the same page with the idea. And that cannot be by accident. And do not give Ron Paul the benefit of the doubt here. This is supposed to be a very well informed politico in our government. And supposedly it has been told and fed the facts about the world. And even from the so-called alternative press. But you have to know that something was awry here with his relationship with the Zionist Jewish denier Alex Jones. That should have been the flag, the red flag everybody needs. Because anybody who's been in this a while knows Alex Jones is just all about eliminating the opposition to Zionism and lying about their control of everything. And he has his little buzz people that he's willing to out, like the Rothschilds. But you have to see that the Rothschilds are an element within this conspiracy, but, you know, he doesn't talk about Brothman or the Levy family in Britain or the fact that Nicolas Sarkozy's biggest allies own Dassault jet aircraft, fighter aircraft, and they own the Lagardère family is Jewish and runs things here. Or the fact that Martin Bouygues, one of the largest construction companies in all of Europe, or that the company Avila that does the nuclear power plants is owned by Zionist Jews, financed by Rothschild and other Jews such as Oppenheimer and others. When you get into this stuff, you see, Alex Jones never speaks about any of that. And when you find out that almost every major political movement in the country is headed up by either by a Zionist Jew or by a Christian Zionist or by someone who has their leanings. You know, I read this Lyndon LaRouche paper that says the economy's tanking, and then he says that we have to go back to the Franklin Delano Roosevelt approach to everything. I almost wanted to throw up right in my lap here after I read this. And there are people out there who think this guy knows what he's doing. But, you know, the other thing is that the Zionist Jew Mises Institute, you'll find that's where Ron Paul takes his marching orders from. And that Mises Institute is just another Zionist front. Another one. Another Jewish Zionist in disguise, Murray Rothbard, so-called libertarian type. But he's not, because that's not what we end up with when you follow his policies to their full conclusions. Mm-hmm. We plan here on the French Connection to do some more financial investigations, term description, because we believe that this, again, as you have learned from us in the past, we believe this whole thing is going to really hot up based upon the actions financially in the world, because that's really where this game is coming from, guys. And what you also must understand is that many of us here listening to this broadcast right now and others, all 38 of you out there right now listening to this live stream, maybe if you have a website or a MySpace site, you could put the link to this stream on your site and tell people about it. Because what we need here is to grow this stream and bring it up to its full potential. It would be very helpful in that we would begin to compete directly with some of the larger streams, such as The Liar, Alex Jones. You know, we do have a large group of people who come to the website now, and they have become habituated in the act of downloading and then listening at their leisure, and I do have to admit that that is a more convenient way to do these files, because live is not necessarily required here. But if we're going to end up going head-to-head with the crooks and liars out there, live is an important element. And that is the reason why I, you know, make an effort to show up here at this hour and start trying to get you guys to have a regularized habit of listening at this time, or at least checking to see if a live file is being done. And again, I'm going to try to find others who have done similar research where they could actually do a file live if we can arrange it. And build a little bit of a network here of sorts, not necessarily like an RBN or a GCN, because first of all, these people actually have a studio set up where there's, you know, ISDN equipment, which I have sitting here, ISDN equipment that I never used, and I bought it because it was required of me to buy, and then I never used it. Another ripoff that I got burned by RBN and GCN on that stuff. But anyway, but to put together a full station that has the potential to go up on satellite and listened to by, you know, lots of stuff, I really don't believe that's the future. I believe the future is internet broadcasting. But I believe it's also live internet broadcasting. I think if we're going to, over the next few months, enlarge our footprint, we need to do it this way. Or at least this has to be an important element of it. And I need your support to do that. I got a guy the other day, sent us $2 in a donation, and that was a wonderful thing. I wrote him right away because, you know, I don't want anybody to think $2 or $3 on PayPal is too small of a donation. It's not. It's the right amount, in fact, for us to be successful here. We have never enjoyed large sums of money on this broadcast or this organization. We've never gotten anything substantive here, never. And in point of fact, the monies that we do receive get plowed back in, and we intend to plow any new money that comes in into paying off our bandwidth. We only have it for a few months at present, and we're going to start owing payments on it. We'd like to get rid of that so that the next phase of this could possibly be to start doing some advertising for what we're putting out. And, you know, you're an element to that. One of the advertising parts of this has got to come from the listenership. And I was just looking here at Synagogue of Satan, and I wanted to remind everybody that we're coming up in the next few days here is another installment of the Synagogue of Satan with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. Always informative. Incredible book, that. It's just astonishing. You should get in touch with Andrew about getting a book like that for somebody who needs to know the facts, because that thing is the best timeline ever done. It just really is the most complete. Got a new book on the site. I read 75 pages of it. Usually I read the whole thing before I put it up, but this one was flowing very well. So I thought I would take a risk. Get in touch with me if you find something on it that doesn't jive with the facts as you've seen them in other places or what we've talked about. But the name of it is Marching to Zog by Girgos Siris Hatton. Give it a go. I got up to 60 pages on it when I started into it. I intend to read the rest of it, but I may not get to it right away. So if you read it quickly, please, if you find something that doesn't seem to jive, it's actually a little bit flippant in the beginning and a little bit kind of off the cuff, I think. But he does go into a lot of the facts that we've shared from other sources and then adds his own color to it and then some other interesting elements that we really have only touched on in a superficial way. So I recommend that to be a good read for you over the next this next period. It's on a PDF, ladies and gentlemen, and it shouldn't be that hard to get downloaded into your system. What else is going on? Yeah. We've been trying to put this next phase that's coming in January and February, which is what I think is the real crunch time right after the holidays, into a perspective that we can present to you as quickly as possible, because this is important information. So I've been working more of my time trying to figure out what I see coming next, and that means scouring the financial pages, and some of them are rather obscure and trade type journals where you won't see them on major websites. They're not coming from Kitco or other places like this. They're coming from professional correspondences and stuff that I can dig up. And I'm trying to get a feel for just how much trouble we're having and how quickly this thing is really unraveling, because as we've said, there are elements that are not uniform to this mess. In other words, it's not just subprime. It's not car loans alone. It's not refinanced mortgages. It isn't just the bond market. It isn't just the derivatives market. It's elements within every and all of these trading markets, including the stock market. And one must wonder how they could keep gold so low. And I told you that was my own thesis on gold's suppressed price. GATA with Bill Murphy has another take on how and why that was done. But I myself think it has something more to do with them needing to buy up the rest of those assets at prices they want to afford it at. So what they've been doing is they've got a team out there with a fistful of money going out, and anytime something starts breaking out with gold, they come in and they short it down, they sell it down, or they buy it on one side and then do big sell-offs on it or put a lot of crushing short sells into it. They do it with businesses, and they've been doing it with the gold price itself. Massive manipulation in gold. Why? Because that will also give the general public a great indication of just how much inflation there really is in the system. You know, when they're telling you there's only 2% inflation this year, and then you take a trip to the grocery store, the only thing I would be able to do is just start screaming and hollering and say, what the hell's wrong with these people? How can they get away with that? You know, but by the time you get up to the checkout counter and look at your fellow citizens, then you know how they can get away with it. It doesn't take much more than that. Oh, boy. Most people are oblivious to this. at least they're oblivious to who's doing it. The French are getting hammered by inflation. Terrible. As are the Americans and anybody in the Western world. But the French are taking a licking because most people here, because the taxes are so high, that even very tiny changes in their income, very tiny changes absolutely devastate these folks here. There's never been a large amount of money, disposable income in the French low middle class and lower classes. And I put 40% of the public into this group. So when prices are raised by a 10%, and it's been more than that actually, 10% number in a short period of time, that puts them over the edge. You know, the Americans in the middle class, because of their debt load, are starting to have the same kinds of problems as the French. But they had by design had a larger disposable income as a portion of their bill structure, and so they did a lot more purchasing of goods and services than the French do. You'll notice here, you know, there are people make do with older systems. Older plumbing systems, older bathroom fixtures, and older stairways. And I mean, there's not this rush to do these constant renovations and, bigger is better houses and stuff. People live in houses for many decades, and there's not this rotating population through homes and constant stuff. Anyway, and so there's not this constant need to be buying new furnitures and stuff like this. And so they're not a consumer culture like the United States. And that has partly to do with the fact that the government takes 6 out of every 10 euros produced in France. That's a lot, guys. The public's only responsible for actually a little under 40% of the spending that goes on in France. The rest is done by the government. Where in America, it's about the 60-40 split in the opposite direction. But that's changing. It's heading toward 50-50 in America, and then we'll soon mirror France's 60-40 split government spending to public. And you will see a shrinking of the economy in America, and it's not going to be nice. But as goes America, so go the rest of us. Anyway, so this file today, of course, you know, you this is commercial free. You get to tune in for a straight period here, and you can take these informations that I give you. Look into this Ron Paul thing. It's real. He worked with this man on that work. He represented this work from this man Lehrman in his presentations about going back to the gold standard. He is working off of that playbook still in his speeches. And look where he got his motivation, his understanding of the system, and look why he doesn't talk about bin Laden being dead already, or that the Israelis brought 9/11 down, or the real reason why we're not liked in the Middle East has nothing to do with because we're over there. Because we're living in lies being run by Zionist criminals all over the world, and we're doing their dirty work for them. And he's never told it like it is. And that was, they said, oh, we can't really tell the truth, they would say. Because that people would destroy his character in the mainstream press. That's been a lie from the beginning. That was an excuse for him to go duck and cover and still garner support. Just check out what Alex Jones does every day on the radio, and then you'll know what I'm talking about. So for you, you folks out there, if you're you have a mind to and you want to look into it, please do that. It's important information. We need to keep fighting the good fight, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm happy to be doing it with you. But I certainly need your help, and I certainly want you to keep fighting with me if you could. So until the next time, this is Daryl Bradford Smith telling you. Be well. Bye-bye now. This is the edge of history.